Turn your Bibles tonight to Mark chapter number 15. I have a short thought for you, but I believe God will use it to kind of tie together our church and this missionary that's here with us tonight and what God has called us to do along with what God has allowed him to do. If you're in Mark chapter number 15. In Mark chapter number 15, just one verse here as a launching off point and kind of the seed or the idea of the thought came from this verse here. He says, "And straightway in the morning the chief priest held a consultation with the elders and the scribes and the whole council and bound Jesus and carried him away and delivered him to Pilate." They bound Jesus. And as I read that, I could not help but think about the song, "They bound the hands of Jesus in the garden where he lay." That song of he could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. I don't know about you, but I think anybody that has experienced the love of Christ, anybody that has experienced the transforming power of salvation in their life, thinks and maybe gets a little bit irritated about how in the world could this person, these people, be so arrogant as to bound the hands of Jesus? How could they gather the hands of God himself, God in the flesh, tie him up and deliver him to Pilate? Who do you think you are to do this to God in the flesh? You're just a man. You're nobody special. We know, of course, that God gave himself. The Bible tells us that he gave his life. Nobody took it. Amen. We understand that. And that truth is what we realize that Jesus looks for tender hearts. Yes. Those that would yield to him. And even here in the garden, we see that take place. How could anyone be so arrogant as to bound the hands of Jesus? And then comes to mind the times in my life when I bound the hands of Jesus. I look at anger at those that would think they could bind the hands of Jesus. I mean, who are they? And then I think about the times where Jesus has wanted to do something through me. And I said no. And I bound the hands of Jesus. Jesus wanted to accomplish something. Jesus wanted me to yield to him. Jesus wanted to help me to grow or to come to him. And I said no. And Jesus, again, has the power over me. He could make me do it in a heartbeat. But he's looking for willing, tender hearts to yield to him. And God, although he is God and could do whatever he will with me, he gives me a free will and allows me to turn away, allows me to stop him from doing that work. And God pricked my heart about the hours and the times that I bound the hands of Jesus. I'm as guilty as those in the garden. Although I maybe didn't physically take a rope and bind his hands in the same way I have done so by my rejection of his will, his desire, and his leading in my life. When we bind the hands of Jesus, we lose the power of God and what he wants to do in and through us. So I ask you tonight, are you guilty of binding the hands of Jesus? If you're not sure, consider with me a couple of times or places in our lives that tend to be places or opportunities where we bind the hands of Jesus. First of all, many people bind the hands of Jesus when they refuse his call. We know that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We know it's God's desire that every man, woman, boy, and girl would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and that they would trust Him as their Lord and Savior, that they would yield themselves and ask for forgiveness of their sin and have a hope in heaven because of that. But He gives them a free will and allows them to reject. God calls all men. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But He gives them a free will. The Lord Jesus loved us so much, He gave His life. He allowed those men to bind His hands. He allowed Himself to be turned over to Pilate. He allowed Himself to be put up on a cross and allowed His life to be taken. He did it for us, for our sins. And today He still offers Himself to all mankind who could receive Him if they would. When a person refuses the gospel, they bind the hands of Jesus. God will not force Himself on any living soul. We have the individual will to choose Christ or to reject Him, but God wants everyone to choose Him. It's still God's will that all would be saved, but not against their will. For the man that rejects Christ, all of Christ's suffering, all of His shed blood, all of His sacrifice was wasted because they refused. Scripture tells us that He would have all men to be saved and all come to the knowledge of the truth. Many in this world bind the hands of Jesus when they refuse His call of salvation. They bind the hands of Jesus when we as Christians who know Jesus as our Lord and Savior and enjoy the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life and the direction of God leading us, we bind the hands of Jesus when we refuse His commands. We refuse His commands. God has told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Where to go? Just like this missionary here who yielded, and he was pastoring a church here in America, and like all of us, enjoying the things that we have and the comforts we have and the sources for entertainment and enjoyment and conveniences and luxuries that we have here. Just the building we have. I walked into this building today and I turned the lights on and I just looked at it and I said, God, you've blessed us so richly. You've given us such an amazing facility. And then I walked this hall for a little while it was just barely dark, and I said, God, this building, this room, the air conditioning and the lights and all these things is not what's going to build this church. You've got to do it. Amen. You've got to meet with people. You've got to speak to hearts. You've got to stir people in their soul and challenge Christians to step out of their comfort zone and obey the command of God to go, to seek the lost. Those that we have opportunities to reach and to touch. He said in his video he was looking for somebody, for anybody. Just, we didn't know anybody at all, so I was just looking for anybody that had any interest in something spiritual. When's the last time you looked for anybody? For anybody that had any interest in something spiritual. They are out there. I'm telling you, if he can go across the world to a village or a place that he's never met anybody and just start talking to people and say, hey, do you want to know about Jesus? Hey, do you want to know about Jesus? I can guarantee you, if you ask enough people, you'll find somebody that wants to know about Jesus. And that's what we're called to do. God has commanded us to do that, and God has somebody that you have a contact with, that you have the ability to reach, and God wants to see them saved. And He's looking at you, and God's saying, if you would just go and give them a gospel track, if you would open your mouth, I could reach that person. I could save their soul. I could change their eternal destiny. And by God's grace, they may sit in these pews and they too may go. But it starts by us not binding the hands of Jesus. God wants to do a great work through us, but we say no. And we bind the hands of our Heavenly Father. His ability to reach that soul that you have contact with is limited. We look at it and say, how can we limit God? But God has made it that we are to be His representatives here on earth. We are to be His voice. We are to proclaim His message to the lost. We know He could have had the rocks cry out. But He has given us that privilege and responsibility. And when we say no, we're binding the hands of Jesus. We're limiting God's ability to work through us when we don't obey the command to go, to tell them. I have a challenge for you. Look in this book and tell me how many people you can find that were reached with the message of the gospel that was not done by somebody going. I know we have a lot of newfangled methods, but God's commission is still to go. We still have to open our mouths. And God will still bless it. Because it's God's method of reaching a lost world. Amen. Oh, I know we like the, let's just send a mailer to the house because that way I don't have to go. Let's just do something where we're doing our job. We're reaching our community by doing that. Hey, we'll put as many lines in the water as we can, and we'll send some mail outs, and we'll hang some John and Romans, and we'll put some ads on the radio, and we'll put any things out. But none of those should ever replace our call to go. It doesn't ease our conscience to think, oh, well, our church does this, so I don't have to go. We bind the hands of Jesus when we don't go. We bind the hands of Jesus when we don't give up. When we don't give up. And what I'm saying here is that God has called us. God wants us to do some things. And we stand in our stubbornness against Him. When we don't just yield to God. God has stirred your heart about doing something for Him. He surrendered to go to the field. Does God care less about souls today than He did 50 years ago? Why is there literally thousands less people going today? Is God calling thousands less? Is God just not calling? He just stopped calling? The commission's not as important? No. We stopped yielding. We stopped yielding. We just keep our stubborn will and we want to do what we want to do. Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 30 says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. We bind the hands of God, what He can do in and through our lives when we're grieving the Holy Spirit. You grieve the Holy Spirit when you don't yield to Him. You grieve the Holy Spirit when you continue to do that sin that you know He doesn't want you to do. When He's talked to you about this and He spoke to your heart, He stirred you and you say, but I just like that. I just enjoy that. And I can still be a Christian and I can still go to church and I still love God, but I like this. Those things may all be true, but as long as you hold on to this, you're binding the hands of God. You're limiting what He can do in and through your life. You're limiting what God wants to do in your life when you grieve the Holy Spirit. He wants to do so much more. Paul, the scriptures tell us that the Lord called him and said, hey, how long are you going to kick against the pricks? How long are you going to keep fighting me? I've been poking at you and I've been trying to get you to move. I've been trying to stir your heart. I've been trying to start a fire under you for a long time, Paul. How long are you going to fight against it? Maybe God's speaking to you tonight and saying, how long are you going to hold on? When are you going to give in and do what God wants you to do? You understand Jesus' burden is light? Oh, I know we fear it. We look at that call and giving up and yielding to God and we say, I can't. If I do that, I'll have to. I'm that's out of my comfort zone, these things. But Jesus' burden is light. We have that by a promise from his word of God. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly of heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Satan is the hard taskmaster. Satan is the one that's destroying homes. You ask whose burden is heavier. The surrendered Christian who's yielded to God and doing what God wants him to do. Or you ask the person who's enduring a broken home right now. You ask the person who's in rehab or the drug addicted or the homeless person on the street. Or you could even ask a rich man who has everything this world could offer. And sits at his home at night, miserable, without hope. All the money in the bank, everything that we would look at and say, man, he's got it all. And you ask him, and if he was honest with you, he would say his burden is more than he can handle. His burden is more than he can handle. He can barely make it. But God's burden is light. God calls you, yield to him. Just do what he wants you to do. Grieve not the Holy Spirit, and you'll loose the hands of God to work in and through you in a mighty, mighty way. We bind the hands of Jesus, lastly, when we refuse to cry. When we refuse to cry, he said, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. Do you understand that through the power of prayer, we are able to come into the throne room of God? Because the veil was rent in two, we have the privilege to enter into the very presence of God. Think about the Old Testament and those that were afraid to even come before the king. Think about Esther and how she feared even entering before the king, because if she came into the presence of the king without consent, she could be killed. And the prophets in the Old Testament who had to purify themselves and prepare and get ready, they tied a rope around their ankles to allow them to go into the presence of God, because if they weren't pure, they'd be dead. And if the little bell that they had hanging on the fringes of their garments stopped chiming, they knew to pull them out. But you and I, because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, he clothed us in his righteousness. And we have the privilege to go before an almighty God, not because we have gotten pure, but because Jesus was pure. And when his Father looks down at us, he sees the shed blood of his Son who's washed us clean, and we have the privilege to go to God. But how many Christians do it? God wants to do such great things, and he's told us how to accomplish it. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. But we don't pray. We don't pray. We don't seek God's face and loose the hands of Jesus to work in our lives. So the question tonight is, are you binding the hands of Jesus? Have you at times past? Are you like me and you say, I'm guilty of that? If you are, we know that we've got a God that all we've got to do is confess and forsake. And that easily we can loose the hands of Jesus to work in our lives in a mighty way. Stand with me if you would, with your heads bowed and your eyes closed. Could you resolve to loose the hands of Jesus so that he could save sinners, transform saints, and use us to do great things? I hope so. Dear Lord Jesus, I pray you'd use this moment of invitation. May you stir every heart to yield to you. May we not once again be guilty to conclusion of this service of binding your hands. But may we yield to you and loose them to work in our lives. And Lord, we'll thank you. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.